Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's strong. The presentation's all over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
It is the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Toss.
Good morning.
Enjoyed talking some baseball there. The last
that was fun
segment of the first hour. Let's transition to some Big Ten basketball. I feel like we're going to be doing that more and more as we push forward to the season. It's crazy. 8 days from now, I'll be gearing up to go to the State Farm Center for Illinois' first exhibition game.
What?
8 days from
Are
now.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. A Friday night game against Ottawa University is an exhibition. And then I think 9 days from then, they play Kansas in the charity exhibition game. 8 days. There will be some basketball played over at State Farm Center.
As I don't stream, how many days till I actually get to watch Illinois?
The Kansas game's on BTN, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm glad they're putting it on there, but
so that's 2 weeks from Sunday.
I'm hoping that sells out, right? Because that would be great for.
They just released tickets for the general public earlier this week.
There's $40, $80, and $200 tickets available.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was 2 days ago. So in case you're interested, just go to findingillini.com and you can still latch onto those. So
I hope that one's. A crazy environment.
Yes.
It should be awesome.
And Bill's
Kyle, were you able to get your tickets? I saw the student tickets sold out in like hour, right?
They did. Well, I don't.
Maybe not as quick.
I don't think
that.
It was as quick this year, but they added like a new queue system to like the student ticket. So it's not just everybody logs on there and it's you're buffering for 20 minutes not knowing if you're going to get your ticket. You actually waited in a line. And then you got to purchase them, so I did get them.
That's cool. Now, you also had a better chance if you had football tickets,
yeah,
right?
Which I did.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm starting to think Kyle knows somebody. He doesn't seem to have problems getting into the Orange Crush, getting tickets. Who you know, Kyle?
Nobody. I just,
Is Mr.
I'm on top of it.
Mr. Tosk donating some millions to this?
That'd be great if he did.
Hey, Dad, I could use a couple more million here.
No.
I'm trying to get tickets. How about I just buy you really good tickets for $10,000? Yeah, that'll work.
There you go. Kyle could get a press pass if he wanted one.
Ooh. He would fit. You guys don't have much room down there.
I mean, it's not like an airplane, but it's...
It's tight.
It's a little tight.
Don't they have like the overflow up top for
they do.
People?
Yeah, they
essentially,
do.
Burson would look
I'd
at me.
I'd get sent up there.
Yeah. No, he'd look at me and you, and he'd say, okay, Kyle, I can fit you, I think, in the press row down by the... But Lon, you're going to have to go up top. All right. I'll go up top. Although Kent...
Lawsuit.
Is Kent Brown going to be there this year? And I am no means am I saying that Kent Brown... He looks good. He spoke at the Villagrove Rotor today, and I missed it.
He said he'd still be around doing some stuff.
So he might be at the game. I was going to say, because, you know, he's a...
He's tall,
I don't
man.
Mean fat. I mean, he's a big guy, you know, big guy. So if he's out of the equation, I could maybe slide in.
Maybe.
Next to Lauren.
Lauren's never leaving.
No, that is... Who do you sit by? Is it the same every year?
Jeremy Warner.
Yep.
And it alternates based on certain games, because sometimes you get a big, highly demanded, as you've told the story before, getting moved off the baseline because ESPN or Sports Illustrated shows up. You got those situations. So it's a little bit of a rotation, but for the most part, me and Jeremy, Joey Wagner down there, Scott Ritchie, all within the same.
The whole crew. All right. Yep. Gotcha.
Speaking of basketball, let's get to the preseason All-Big Ten team, which was released earlier this week. It's not broken into first team, second team, and Kyle's probably annoyed that there's like 10 guys on here.
Is there 10 on the first team?
There's no teams. There's only one team.
One team of 10.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to win a national title. Since we haven't since 2000. There's a new rule in college that the Big Ten is allowed to just put an all-star team in the tournament and see what happens. Would they win it?
They better.
A 10-team all-star team from the Big Ten, if they don't win it, then yeah, the Big Ten deserves all the criticism.
You get Zach Edey plus...
Oh, that's true. Tyson Walker from Michigan State.
Terrence Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Boo Booey.
Yeah, they'd win it.
They should definitely win it. All right, let's start with the four unanimous selections. I just said the first one, that being Zach Edey, who is also the preseason player of the year. Won the player of the year last year, of course. He's just
he's
a monster. Absolute monster.
And could come back another year after this year.
He could.
Oh, my.
He could. Terrence Shannon Jr., Jameer Young from Maryland, and Boo Booey from Northwestern are your other unanimous selections.
Mm. I don't have any complaints with those. The only complaint I have is Walker not being unanimous.
Speaking of which, Tyson Walker, Kasai Tominaga, A.J. Hogard, Dawson Garcia, Julian Reese, Cliff Omarui are the other selections on the all-Big Ten team.
I am a Hogard fan. I am a big fan of that dude. He's really good. I feel like he's the player that if you really watch him, he does so much right for Michigan State. Defense, he penetrates and kicks. He can score when needed.
Mm-hmm.
I love that guy. If you had a Hogard on your team, you're in great shape.
Yeah, he's so physical and fast.
Yes.
In transition, which you always know a Tom Izzo team is going to run the floor really well.
Yep.
And, he's great passer and orchestrator. And then he can slide off the ball and have Tyson Walker do his thing, too. Tyson more the scorer. A.J. Hogard more the table setter for that team. And that duo is a big reason why Michigan State's projected where they are, which is second in the Big Ten.
Julian Reese, Maryland, right?
Yep.
Maryland has two.
Jameer Young and Julian Reese.
Okay.
Dante Scott still back again.
He is?
Yep.
He's not on that team, though.
He's not on a
All-Star team. Nope. Yeah.
He will have 20 to 26 against Illinois.
It's a double-double guarantee from Dante Scott.
Well, Quincy Guerrier is a solid matchup.
That'll be?
I would say in terms of physically. Plus, Illinois is not going to switch everything this year, I don't think.
Okay.
So you're not going to have Sky Clark guarding Dante Scott, that was just maddening last year.
Was that the kind of player we couldn't stop last year? You guys remember this better than I do. Was it the Dante Scotts of the world that Illinois couldn't stop?
There was a handful of guys that Illinois couldn't stop.
Kobe. I feel like Illinois had the most trouble stopping point guards last year.
Was it? Okay. That's fair.
Boo Booey had a career day.
Yeah.
Tony Perkins had a career game for Iowa.
Forgot about
Tony Perkins should be on this list, probably. Well.
I don't know if he's consistent enough.
Maybe not. How he finished the year. I know from February on, he was like a 17 points per game scorer.
But look at the guards ahead of him
that
list.
You're right.
I'm not saying you're not right here, and he could prove you right. And I'm not saying he's some like,
I would never.
He's close to that.
Crazy omission.
Man, then you start thinking of the guards just on that list, and you're like.
Would you rather have Tominaga or Tony Perkins?
Well, now there.
Tominaga is a ridiculous shooter.
Well, I was going to say, if you're asking me for Illinois.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'd rather have. I thought Perkins got in the transfer portal. No?
No.
He didn't test it?
Jamison Battle went in the transfer portal. He's now at Ohio State.
To another Big Ten team.
Yeah. Speaking of Jamison Battle, he had, I think, maybe a, no, I don't think he had a career high. Did he? He scored 30-plus against Illinois, for sure.
I think you're right. Yep.
Kobe Brown from Missouri.
Oh.
There was a...
Obviously, Jalen Pickett.
Oh, yeah, Jalen Pickett.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. There was like 5 or 6 career high performances against Illinois. And I'm not talking like a freshman scored a career high 9 points off the bench against the Illini. I'm talking about solidified starters who scored high 20s, if not 30 plus against the Illini.
I mean,
last
Illinois
year.
Got Kobe Brown drafted.
Which is the best game of the year.
I mean, that seriously, that was so Battle is now with Ohio State.
Yes.
With that, is that one guard back, that freshman that also had a huge game? He had his career high, I think. Now
Bruce Thornton. He's back, yeah.
Had like 22 against us or something. Oh, man. Now it's all coming back. That's why I didn't want
to
remember.
It's all coming back to me.
Right? Stop. Was I in Chatham, Illinois, when Perkins went off on Illinois? Remember Andrew had a game in Williamsville. That's funny how you just remember things. Like where you were when certain... Now, I'm hoping 10 years from now, somebody can't bring up Tony Perkins, and I'm like, oh, I can tell you right where I was. If that's the case, then I've got some real issues. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty good 10, though. That's a good list. Who would be the omissions? Perkins?
Perkins, potentially. Tyler Wall's got a case.
Oh,
he's back again at Wisconsin.
Man, I loved him last year. He was hurt, right? He got hurt a lot.
A little
this
banged
season.
Up, yeah.
He didn't perform to my... How about the other guard there, the one that hit the bank shot?
Chucky Hepburn.
Chucky.
I'm not the biggest Chucky fan out there, but...
And they've got that Asinga or what?
Asijan.
Yeah. They're going to be halfway.
I think he's going to be a breakout player in the league as a sophomore.
He was Luke Goody's buddy, right?
Both from Fort Wayne, yeah.
Okay. I think Wisconsin's got the making of a really stubborn kind of tough-to-beat team. Of course, they always are.
We'll get into this when we go over the preseason poll, but I am with you. I feel like for four years in a row, pretty much post-Frank Kaminsky, I feel like I've said Wisconsin is the fall-off-the-cliff moment. They're not going to have a good year. Their roster stinks. Yep. I actually think that they're pretty good this year.
Okay. Because the last couple years, they haven't been.
They missed the tournament last year.
Yeah. So, that made me smile.
Who else? Kyle, is there anybody else that comes to mind in terms of omission or a guy that maybe was just close to the cut?
Nobody from Michigan?
Coleman, I was going to also say, I think Olivier Kamwa, the Michigan transfer. I think he could be pretty good.
Nobody from Indiana?
Xavier Johnson, if he's healthy, I wouldn't put him on this list, but he's solid.
Who was the kid they got the transfer that's...
Khalil Ware from Oregon.
That's it. That's
he's more of a potential than a...
Okay, fair enough.
The guy that's produced enough. Their freshman, Mbako, is supposed to be really good.
Only one from Purdue, right? Zach Edey.
Yep.
You got the two pretty good guards.
Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer.
Who is the... Like, okay, what four guy... It's going to explode for like 18 against us.
On Purdue.
In the league or on Purdue?
On Purdue. Who's the new Hart or whatever? Remember the Hart guy that wasn't even in the book? Remember this like 10 years ago or something? Was that Purdue?
I vaguely recall this.
He wasn't even in the book and they bring him in the game and they're like, who is this? Like, where'd you get him? And he scored like 12 against Illinois. Mm. I don't know. They always seem to have like that. They had him last year, and I can't think of his
name.
Mason
Gillis?
Not Mason Gillis.
Caleb First?
No.
Trey Kaufman Wren?
Nope. It seemed like there was...
Ethan Morton?
Maybe that was it. There was one dude that kind of caught fire late in the season, and I think he started against Illinois. Like, in other words, he started catching fire against Illinois.
Oh, that was Brandon Newman.
That's who it was.
And he transferred, didn't he? Or he's gone.
He did transfer.
Okay. That's who it and was. Brandon Newman.
He stole Terrence Shannon's lunch money when Shannon was trying to bring the ball up the court a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Brandon Newman. Good call. Yeah. All right. So Shannon on that. No other Illini.
No other Illini.
Probably no arguments, right?
No. I mentioned like Coleman could be in that next tier, maybe.
Yeah.
But I get he's probably not going to have the offensive stats that you're going to want.
Has Coleman stayed long enough that Illinois fans are going to start disliking him? You know what I'm saying?
I think you have some out there that are frustrated by him, for
They're
sure.
They're frustrated, and I know, like I said, what was it, 2 days, 3 days ago, I was like, you know, he's the kind of kid that we should really appreciate because he stayed at Illinois for 4 years in the transfer portal era,
mm-hmm.
and but yet when someone does that, now you see all their warts, and you understand how – you feel like you understand – if you're playing for 4 years, which essentially he's played for three, or two, I'm sorry, you're going to start to see what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to then expect more from him. And that's kind of where everybody is with Coleman.
I think they've hated some of his turnovers, some of his step back threes. You maybe won't notice it until he's gone, but how versatile he is defensively.
Big time.
And some of his performances there have obviously been huge. And I think that late in the year, even if you're frustrated by some of his performances, some of his comments, people really got behind. Like the fact that he was willing to come out and like pretty much call out Sky Clark, call out some of the guys that were locker room issues. I think they liked that out of Coleman. And obviously we're all hoping that he has a good final year here
in
Champaign. We got to catch a break. When we return, we'll go over the Big Ten preseason poll.
Wait. Is Mike Davis really the second leading rebounder at Illinois?
Yeah.
How good was he?
Mike Davis was a
did we take
pretty darn
advantage
good player.
Of, did we take him for granted?
Some. That trio of McCamey, Davis, and Tisdale didn't have the success that you would have originally thought.
You're right.
You know, McCamey as a freshman really burst onto the scene, but their tournament success really wasn't there.
Mike Davis, man. I didn't know he was the second. I saw that the other day.
Heck of a rebounder.
He was.
That really nice baseline jumper.
I mean, he was double-double guy every night.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. I bet fans of other Big Ten teams think he's better than what Illinois fans thought he was.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? He's that guy that you're like, ugh. Every time we play Illinois, that guy double-doubles against us. And then we took it for granted.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just thought of that. I got it in under the wire.
You're right.
Yep.
All right. If you want to weigh in, 217-359-2255 is the drive.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, Audibel, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibelteam.com. That's Audibel. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibelteam.com. That's Audibel, audibelteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibelteam.com. That's audibelteam.com.
Elevate your exfoliation game with Merle Norman. Say goodbye to dry, patchy, rough skin with the advanced exfoliating charcoal scrub. It's packed with detoxifying charcoal and mineral-rich volcanic sand for fun, gritty, at-home, microdermabrasion-style facial treatment that results in an instantly polished, more visibly radiant complexion. Get instantly nitty-gritty pretty skin with Merle Norman's exfoliating charcoal scrub. Available now at at Merle Norman.
Illini fans, gear up for the football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk, residential or commercial. Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men
and a Truck. Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information including repair quotes and online scheduling requests available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the People's Choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hey Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at fightingillini.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back in the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Do got to make a correction from earlier. Got to give him his due. That's Brian Anderson on the call, I believe, for TBS.
Yeah.
And not Joe Davis. Heck of a call on Bryce Harper. I almost want to tell Kyle to play it again, but I know we shouldn't.
Well, maybe at the end of the show.
Maybe.
Yeah, our buddy Brian Barnhart corrected me, and I'm like, you play-by-play guys, man. You all stick together. Like, there's probably an alert on Brian's phone. Like, oh, somebody just got a play-by-play guy wrong. You need to correct him. Hey, Kim Lindgren texted me. Jeff Lindgren has his own Topps baseball card now.
That's sweet.
And it's a rookie combo card. So he's on there with another pitcher, another rookie. Man, does that mean you've made it?
I mean,
if you have your own Topps baseball card, come on.
I don't know what that's like, but I'd love to figure that thing out.
Oh, my gosh. Congrats to Jeff.
That's a big deal. Yeah, that's a very big deal.
Great family and a great kid. And, man, has he worked his ass off to get where he is.
Mm.
So, congratulations to him. And he,
cool moment.
He had some impactful innings, you know. I mean, so I think in the future, I mean, I would assume he's a Cardinals maybe. Target him.
Could use pitching, for sure. That's for darn sure.
Yes.
We read through the All Big Ten team released by the conference at Media Days. I want to now reference the Athletics preseason poll for the Big Ten. And actually, real quick, I'll do this really quickly. They have released a first team and second team All Big Ten. We talked about maybe who was an omission on that other team. First team, Kyle will appreciate they broke it into teams, five. Some separation, some tough choices. Let's make those. Zach Edey, Jameer Young, Terrence Shannon Jr., Tyson Walker, Boo Booey on the first team. The second team's a little different if you can consider the other guys that made up the 10. Cliff Amori or Omar Rui. It's Amori, right? Cliff Amori, A.J. Hogarth.
That's Amori.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's that.
Ace Baldwin from Penn State, the transfer from VCU. Kasai Tominaga and Coleman Hawkins.
Okay. I like that.
So a little bit of a difference there.
So name that team again.
It is the second team, Cliff Amori, A.J. Hogarth, Ace Baldwin, Kasai Tominaga, Coleman Hawkins.
Ace Baldwin has not played a game yet in the Big Ten.
Not in the Big Ten,
and
no.
is on the second team.
He was a Atlantic 10 Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, no, and that was – I wasn't ripping it. I was like, that's how –
so good he's supposed to be.
Well thought of that he is. Yeah, yep. That's going to be – he's going to be fun to watch.
No doubt. Let's get to the Big Ten media poll. The favorite, no surprise here, 24 of the 28 first-place votes goes to Purdue, the reigning Big Ten champions and Big Ten tournament champions. Number two, Michigan State. They received four first-place votes. Number three was Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland comes in at number three. Illinois 4, Wisconsin 5. What do you make of the top 5?
I was surprised by Maryland until I remembered what they had with Julian Reese, Jameer Young, and that. And I thought, well, I don't know what they have around those two, but obviously it must be pretty good that Kevin Willard has. I'm okay with Illinois being 4th. In fact, I'm a little surprised maybe that they're that high. Only because you have a lot of different pieces coming in that you've got to gel together. But admittedly, they have gone from one of the youngest teams in the country to one of the oldest now. And I'm going to trust this portion of a roster better than I trusted last year, even though I trusted it last year. Purdue, definitely. And Michigan State's definitely a 2 for me. So in my mind, I mean, I think they got it right. I guess you could argue a little bit with Illinois at 4. Could you argue a little bit with Maryland at 3?
You could. You got some tough choices to make after those top 2, I think. Yeah. I could make an argument for Illinois at 3. I could make an argument.
That's true. Now that you
for
say that.
Probably anywhere from 3 down to 6.
Yeah.
You could probably be – maybe you depending on how you feel about Indiana, you could say 3 through 5.
Okay.
But I like Maryland. I think the fact that they have a solidified point guard and a really good one in Jameer Young, you get Dante Scott back, you have Julian Reese, you bring in a really nice freshman class. They added Jordan Geronimo in the portal. He's not, I mean, a great player by any means, but a nice front court piece from solid Indiana name. to throw in there. And I think Kevin Willard's a really good coach. So I'm high on Maryland.
That's funny. I say I don't know a lot of their pieces. We just talked about Dante Scott last hour, and I'd already forgotten. That's how bad it is. But, yeah, I mean, you add that as a rebounder and a force. I mean, he on his own can go out 20, like Kyle said, he will against Illinois. Maybe not. But, you know, he could easily go 20 and 12. And you throw that on top of what you're getting out of Young and Reese.
Yeah.
Dang.
We'll see if they can win on the road this year. That was a big challenge for them last year. Illinois, Jeremy and I had a combined, we put a poll together from Inquirer. We had this same order. We had Purdue, Michigan State, Maryland, Illinois, and then Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin, on that note, is a team that it wouldn't shock me if they finish higher than fifth.
Agreed.
Honestly, I hate to say that.
I know.
But and it wasn't a tournament team last year, so you got to understand that while they do bring pretty much everything back, it's a team that's going to have to get better. But I like the cohesion. I like the fact that they got, you know, Tyler Wall's a good player.
Yep.
Steven Crowell had a decent year last year.
Yes, he did.
And I think Asesian's going to really take another step as a sophomore. Add an AJ Store in the portal. That was a nice get.
Oh, I forgot about him.
For them, so.
They're one of those older teams, right, that at the end of the season, it's like, okay, well, maybe we look at that and we shouldn't have been surprised. I mean, they've played a lot of basketball together, those guys, with Hepburn and Wall and Crawl and now Asegin. So, that's an older team. I think that's definitely a team that could sneak into that top four or three.
Kyle, what say you?
Yeah, I agree with that top five. I think Maryland is the clear number three. I would argue against anyone putting anyone else over Maryland preseason for that number three spot. I think they're going to be really good. I was with Lon that I was surprised to see Illinois at four, because I thought the consensus would be they're going to be in that 5, 6, 7 range with the point guard concerns and shooting and all that. But then you look down it, and everyone below Illinois, I don't think is better than Illinois on paper.
That's fair.
And I'm with you on Wisconsin too. So I think I pretty much agree 1 through 5.
Yeah, I think starting at four, you can poke holes in those teams. Like Illinois with a point guard, Wisconsin, not a very athletic team, a team that didn't make the tournament last year. Indiana, you go, let's go down this. Indiana at 6, Ohio State at 7, Northwestern at 8. Indiana, you could talk about the fact, obviously losing Trace, Race Thompson as well.
Mm.
Do they have enough guard play? And Jalen Huchefino on that note.
Yeah.
Do they have enough guard play to go with what is a deep front court, but also one in, you know, you get Khalil Ware. Is it Peyton Sparks from Ball State? Is that the transfer that they added? He's supposed to be a nice piece for them. They do have a freshman, McKenzie Mbako, that's supposed to be pretty good.
Can I offer up a take on Indiana?
Yeah, go for it.
Related to Trevor?
I don't think they're going to be good at all.
Really?
Hey. I think they're going to be a bubble team.
Okay.
I don't think they have enough guard play at all. I think their front court doesn't fit at all together. It's just a bunch of big bodies that can't really step out and do much outside the paint. I don't think they're going to be good.
That's fair.
I think they lost so much, and it's a it's going to be one of those teams almost similar to Illinois last year in a sense where there's a lot of talented pieces that just doesn't work together very well.
Mbakwa, is that Trevor's brother or whatever that guy's name was?
Oh, Trevor Mbakwa?
Yeah. No. Oh, Mbakwa.
Mbakwa.
No, I'm with you on this guy. I hope Kyle's correct. I hope he's correct.
I'm sure there's a lot of people but in our listening audience that would think so.
Xavier Johnson, pretty solid though, right?
Yeah, but he's coming off missing like the whole season. Basically.
I know. He could be the one, when you do the analogy to Illinois, he could be the one difference.
Sure.
Because I feel like Xavier Johnson's pretty good. But
a really good defender, good assist guy. As a scorer, taking on a bigger role, I don't know what that's going to maybe look like. Galloway's a solid player, but I think he's best, obviously, as a role guy, hustle guy.
Do they have any other guards other than those two that are like, that's a Big Ten caliber 20-minute a game
not
player.
Really, no.
That's my whole problem.
Galloway is the random Saturday 11 a.m. start time. You're kind of wanting to take a nap because you kind of went out too hard last night, but you're just kind of keeping an eye open watching the TV, and Galloway goes for 24. And you're like, how is that dude scoring 24 in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
That's my – and when it happens, I'll come in on that Monday and be like, did you guys see the Galloway game?
Right. But on Kyle's note, like the fact of Mbako is 6'8", Khalil Ware 7', Peyton Sparks 6'9". Forgetting about Malik Renew, who was a top 50 guy in that class last year with Jalen Hood-Zafino. He's 6'9". Like, they've got front court depth, and do those pieces fit together? I agree with Kyle. Like, can Renew shoot enough to play the four? Can Sparks and Ware play on the court at the same time, at least offensively from spacing perspective? I have major questions about that.
Okay.
Ohio State somehow lost like 12 in a row last year. I still haven't figured that thing out. They are projected at sixth.
I put the kiss of death on that program when I mentioned that my boy was the best coach in college.
Mm-hmm.
They have not won at a high rate since.
They have
and
not.
And I am not going to apologize for that at all. No, they've been kind of weird lately.
They have. Post E.J. Liddell, they have, for sure.
Right. They just – it. Nothing seems to fit there. I can't explain what I'm trying to explain. It's just – they just – it's just a team that, I don't know, maybe I just expect more out of Ohio State.
I'm with you.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, because Holtman went from being considered one of the top coaches in the league now to a guy, if he doesn't perform this year, might get fired.
Yeah. Wow.
Northwestern at 8, as I mentioned. Losing Chase Audige is a big one. Iowa at 9, Rutgers at 10, Michigan 11.
Wow.
If one of those teams overachieves, who's it going to be?
It's Iowa, Michigan, and
Iowa 9, Rutgers 10, Rutgers Michigan 10. 11.
I'm not saying Rutgers.
I'd probably say Iowa.
Iowa. That's exactly what I would
say.
Because
I still think they'll be able to score.
Yeah.
I mean, a Fran McCaffrey team's always going to be able to put the ball in the basket, it seems. You got Tony Perkins. You've got Patrick McCaffrey back.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Sanford can shoot the heck out of it. And they did get that Ben Krieke.
Yep.
Transfer from Valpo, a guy that put up decent numbers, obviously at a mid-major. But I'll give Fran this. Like, I'm not saying it's going to be the same thing, but a couple years ago, they lost Garza, they lost Wieskamp, they lost Bohannon, and the next year, they're like, oh, Iowa 10th or 11th in the league, and they end up winning the Big Ten tournament because the Murray brothers, oh, by the way, they were pretty good. So I'm not going to sleep too hard on Iowa this year, even though it's possible they take a big step back.
It's pretty fun, though, to hear Iowa and Michigan that far down.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. I'm not going to lie.
I know Kyle would have been a lot higher on Michigan if they kept Caleb Love.
I actually think I would have dropped him a spot for that.
Where's he at now?
Arizona.
Oh, that's right.
Nebraska 12, Penn State 13, Minnesota 14.
Is Northwestern too low on this list?
Did they lose
too much?
Audige is really the only.
I think they overperformed, and I think they were so good defensively last year to help win a lot of games. I think they're going to feel the loss of the defensive player of the year in the conference.
Okay, that's fair.
And offensively, they were so reliant on Bowie and Audige.
You're right.
Such a heavy workload on those two, and now it's a lot on Bowie's plate.
Good call.
I mean, he had a hell of a year last year.
Oh.
But
Northwestern was they were pesky.
Still an older team that defends well.
Yep.
We'll see. We shall see.
Okay. Well, let's go. Tip it off. 8 days.
8 days for the exhibition.
That doesn't seem even possible.
Illinois and Ottawa University.
Where is that a
Illinois
Canadian
is favored
group?
By 57.5. I'm making that up, but that actually might be the real line.
They coming down to the States? Ottawa?
Yeah. Yeah.
If Illinois doesn't cover and only wins by 47, are we going to get the takes of, oh, no, this team is going nowhere?
Some Illinois teams got to cover. Brett Bielema and company are 0-5 against the spread.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. What's the spread for Maryland? Is it still only 12?
It's 14.
14 now. Okay. Getting to where it probably should be.
Yeah.
Probably still some more work to do.
If it wasn't a rainy forecast on Saturday, I'd say it should be 21. But We shall see. That's why they play the games.
Just go beat them.
Speaking of Brett Bielema, we're going to hear from him on the other side of this break. He spoke with the media today to give his final thoughts on this matchup. Stick with us to hear that. This is The Drive.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank's CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued. It happens. You got junk. Call two men and a truck to get rid of all your junk. Residential or commercial, two men and a truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampaign.com. Two men and
a truck. The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champaignparks.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design, and right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper. Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Illini fans, take the opportunity to head down to Game Day Spirits Green Street location, shop their awesome selection of Fighting Illini merchandise. While you're there, shop some of their awesome buy one, get one free t-shirt designs, as well as their Nike section and so much more. With new styles coming in daily, there's sure to be something for every Illini fan. Shop them at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Well, from an injury standpoint, Reggie and has done everything he can. I just don't know if it's going to be good enough to get there by Saturday. That'll be kind of a game-time decision. But other than that, some other guys been banged up. Tariq will be back. Zai will be back. Guess will be back. Des Schuster practiced with us this week. He isn't totally clear to go with us, travel with us this week, but expect him to be back with us next week and probably in some type of rotation maybe by coming out of the bye week. Just not quite there yet. He's had to be idle for 6 to 7 weeks. So really like the way our guys practiced. Did some things out there today. Was trying to get some wet weather early in the week. Obviously, I can't control that. I thought we were going to get a little bit Wednesday. Didn't, so Thursday. So we forced some wet ball work today. Expecting some weather in the game. Obviously, rain is water. And then they're calling for severe storms, so lightning. So we talked about a couple things that would entail delays. This group hasn't been to one since I've been here. So definitely briefed them on that. And then really just from a schematic standpoint, like the way our guys have handled the adjustments, totally different offense, kind of a little bit different defense. We faced these guys 2 years ago, so there is some carryover for the guys that played in that game, very similar personnel and schemes to what they've done then. This game this week is about us and homecoming game out there, so I know they'll be amped up, obviously coming off their loss to Ohio State, but a 5-1 football team is really good, so tremendous challenge for us this weekend.
One more about the logistics with Des. For someone who hasn't been able to, how do you find the right timing and when to accelerate him and maybe understanding the need?
It's a good question, but really right now it's controlled medically. He wants to do everything. We kind of got to restrain him and pull him back, even really since he got here. It was kind of an unforeseen condition that he had to work his way through, and so we kind of have to balance this one a lot through the medical people more than him.
Coach, is Maryland a new building for you? Have you ever coached
there? I've never been there. Never. There's not a player or a coach. For me as a coach or a player that I've coached, I've asked this repeatedly, there's not one player that's gone and played at Maryland.
Dude, what do you care about when you go to a place you've not been to?
It really doesn't matter. It's 100-yard field. So it's kind of like when we talk about, going on the road to Northwestern, Wisconsin, Purdue, Minnesota. It's a field. We do talk. I made a big point my first year when we started going on the road, especially going to that Penn State game when I was going to be 100,000 people. And the 74 players on the travel squad, right, and the coaches that go are really the people that determine that game. In a sense, it's kind of true for home games, right? But away games a little different because you're in a hotel, unfamiliar to you, everything from A to Z. We do have a lot of parents to travel, right? So there's an element of that. But, to be successful, you got to be able to win on the Big Ten on the road.
Is there something you need to have with you when you go on a road trip? So like something personal that you got, obviously, other than the team. Is there anything personally you bring with you everywhere?
No, we kind of treat every road game, home game the same. One of the things I've tried to do as a head coach, I came out of one program that kind of did things consistently home and away versus a team that treated home versus away totally different.
Okay.
And had a lot more success in the first, just being able to, even though it's an away game, you kind of have to approach it the same. That's why we stay in a hotel the night before. Most teams do that, right? Just there's a lot of carryover. Just the familiarity of being at home versus away is different.
But I know you talked about the block punt on Monday, but what corrective steps in practice have kind of been a conversation then? And then just broadly, assessment of that position?
Yeah, we've been, that unit in particular have been one of our positives. From a year ago, there were some times in the games that we lost where we didn't have great execution and dynamic. Hugh had been really good this year. That particular play that we ran was a rugby to our right. We had shown it, I believe, 3 times to the season and executed it fairly well. But on that particular one, there were 2 elements, a little bit of the snap, but also Hugh took off, got outside of the perimeter of the shield, and that caused the punt to be blocked. And we talked about it, made the corrections, made the commentary to make sure that we stay within the framework of what we're doing, and hopefully good results.
You said there's a lot of carryover from 2 years ago, but they seem to be really putting up points. What stands out maybe about what Tony is doing?
Yeah, for sure. Offensively, their quarterback has continued to get better, as good players do. One of the benefits of having a player that's played as long as he has with Locks, even Locks was with him at Alabama. So a lot of carryover. You can see their whole offense is goes through him. They run the ball effectively well, have done a really good job. He really has all the throws, in my opinion. He's got the short to long ball. He's got the touch pass and kind of that gamesmanship to him that, you know, there's a play that jumps out to me on Saturday against Ohio State. I believe it's a third and three, third quarter, game's tight. Ohio State sits down on the routes. The answer is there, and then he rolls out to his left or right, and he creates a one-on-one tackle situation with Ohio State defender, linebacker, and a DB, and he made a both miss, right? So when a quarterback can make something out of nothing, then you got something, and that's what he routinely does.
And with Geske and...
Geske's clear too.
With both of them back, I mean, you've done some rotation at the guard spot. Do you still do that with those two coming off?
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, inside in particular, I think it's... Fairly well established our two tackles, right? Have been doing well and playing well. The reason we moved Isaiah out there was we really felt that was a position of need that we had to solidify. And then the inside two guard positions has been like kind of a revolving door, trying to get guys to play kind of by committee too. If we can have a guy piece together two 30-play snaps and two guys, better than one guy doing it. But the problem is we just haven't had a consistent group or pool of those guys be available to every game. So. Geske he did go to today. He hasn't been cleared all week, but he did get cleared today and actually practiced a little bit yesterday. And then Hunter Whiteneck, who had some made some ground last week, and then Jordan, obviously, who's played a lot of football for us.
What kind of week is Luke Altmyer had? Assess him at midway point.
Yeah. Well, I kind of said this even just right now to our players, right? This is game seven, right? So there's no new players, right? I get it. Luke's the starting quarterback for the first time, but this is game seven. Miles Scott, this is game seven as a starting free safety. Guys that came in this season with repeated starts before we got here. This is game seven of the year. And we shouldn't have any newness to us. There's going to be something that Maryland does offensively, defensively, special team that they've never done before, which will take everybody a moment to adjust to. But for the guys that have been playing now through game seven, like, you have to get better, right? And that's been a kind of a rallying point to us. Like, I get it, like 2-4 isn't where we want to be, but the fact of the matter is those losses are really double effective against us if we allow them to continue to perpetrate forward. So we've really made a strong emphasis about correcting the things that we've had, trying to maximize our strengths and minimize our weaknesses.
Johnny talked yesterday about how the defense just...
Hey, it's Stevie J. Time for another Stever. The Stever program is where I give you my money and you keep and use the stuff. All right, today from Merle Norman. All right, Merle Norman is, I mean, unbelievably great when it comes to makeup and your skin. Maryland will help you. Now, here's what the offer is. I'm going to give you a free color analysis, and I'll give you $100 to buy makeup from Merle Norman, made right here in America. In fact, made in Los Angeles. Maryland is so good at what she does. So if you would like my $100 bill and a free color analysis from Merle Norman, all you have to do is go to GoStever.com. GoStever.com and click accept. That's all you have to do. You have to make an appointment within 7 days, and then you have to fill out my survey as to how they did, how you liked working with Marilyn. Okay, Merle Norman, our Stever offer. GoStever.com, click accept. You'll get an email later on, late afternoon or evening, if you win. Rooting for you. GoStever.com, click accept for Merle Norman.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
You know what the music means?
Uh-oh.
It means we got to get out of here.
I just cursed, but...
Did you?
Kyle didn't turn me on yet. I was testing him as a producer.
Did I pass?
Yeah. I'm about ready to do it again, though. You ready?
Oh, boy. I got my finger over the button.
Better get out of here, then. Thank you to absolutely no one. Let's do that every time. Every time nobody joins us on the Tapman Stalling phone line, we think.
Can we make that a hotkey?
Absolutely nobody.
I want to thank it.
Other than listeners out there for tuning in and putting up with us. But how about one more time, Kyle, as we.
Oh, yeah.
I got it ready.
Head into the night. Braves, Phillies tonight, game four. But got to hear the game three highlight.
There's going to be some fireworks tonight, boys.
It'll be fun. Everybody have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow. It's The Drive. Brian Anderson.
Saved the run. So far, Turner has not looked like he wants to run. Stays put. And there's a high.